Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about... Anybody that knows me knows that I am not very focused, but the show is focused. We only speak about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you or maybe just interest you. I have some interesting stories for you today. But before we get into our intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest.
I don't know better than that. I got a bad feeling about
this. Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, it is a wonderful day right here. We are on the correct side of the sidewalk. I know there's some of you in the Murrieta area that may not be having a wonderful day. Fires out here. We wish everyone, obviously wishing everyone well, safety out there. And good luck to our first responders. They've got a heck of a task, so we always wish them well. But hey, you know something? Let's see if we can find something to celebrate. Well, you know, I'm looking, there's only two items on my list this morning. Jay, I know you're going to appreciate
either one of them.
Yes, but one you can't do with the other, though, because it is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh, okay.
We can live with National Cheese Pizza Day, right?
Well, you can put anything on top of the cheese, too, right?
No, they didn't say that.
Okay, and no restrictions.
No restrictions. But if you'd follow the second of the items today, you might miss out.
All right.
Because it's National Be Late for Something Day. Now, I don't mind being late for something as long as it's not
pizza.
A meal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not picky, Jay.
Okay.
I'm not going to be late for any meal, well, right?
What if you're late for one meal because you're still eating the last one?
That's fair. We can do that. We can work on that. It's good stuff. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 422 points right now. The S&P 500 up 38.58. NASDAQ up 123 points. Oil up $1.04 a barrel. Yeah, I know. So you got to have one thing in. What they're doing this morning. I'm sure right here in Calizuela, the gas prices are probably higher than we want them to be. $2.57.3 is the national average. Calizuela still about $1.05 more, worth $3.63.7. We're looking at Mississippi today, $2.18.4 and $2.18.5 in Louisiana. A little better than what we're doing. I am also looked, I've watched this morning to see about the bond market. The bonds are up 10 basis points. The 10-year yield, 1.576. Is that good or bad? We're going to talk about that in the Mortgage Minute a little bit later on. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for your family? There is a big issue going on that you may want to be looking at. We'll continue on with our briefing this morning. Another one for – now, this one here, Jay, I'm going to get your opinion on this one, too.
Okay, go lay it on me.
I'm not into all this fancy stuff, right? Give me a piece of chicken, a nice sausage.
Two pieces of chicken, two sausages.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I used to eat steak, it was real steak. I liked a steak. I liked a burger. Well, I'm looking now. Morningstar Farms. Now, they turkey. I think my wife buys turkey from Morningstar. They've got a new product called Incognito.
Oh, that's a good name, though. You got it, man.
Fake meat, fake chicken, fake burger patties. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's people out there that are vegans. Whatever your preference is. I must admit, I have enjoyed Beyond Meat. Not that I've eaten any of it, but I have dabbled in the market a little bit.
You're telling me you eat things beyond meat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as it's not moving or it doesn't move faster than me, I'm
I like vegetables. I like the taste of that stuff.
I do, but I don't want my burger to be a vegetable.
I know. I mean, why do I need to camouflage it?
Exactly. So we've got that one from Morningstar Farms, Kellogg. They're coming out also. They've got I don't understand this one. This I guess it kind of fits in, right? They're coming out. They've got their Pringles. Okay, we can handle it.
Okay.
Cheez-Its. I don't know why anybody would do Special K. I don't know. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Okay, now you're talking like
Pop-Tarts, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Eggos.
Eggos? Stranger Things? Or you don't watch?
I don't watch.
Too bad.
Okay. I went to a restaurant that was local here, and that was what they served for their football mornings was Eggos. So I wasn't a big fan of that. But Morningstar Farms, I guess, is part of the Kellogg's family. Maybe they – is there some rule that they have to get a little bit healthy on something? Just throw that out there. Also for – I don't know if this is for old people or young people. Next story, a rear seat reminder. Now, wherever I sit, there's a reminder. But, I mean, a rear seat reminder for those of those folks that have children – 90 children have died in hot cars in the U.S. since the beginning of 2018.
That seems ridiculous.
It does to me, too. I mean, what do you do? Well, I guess people are busy in their car, right? They're on their phone, not supposed to be, texting, talking, and not paying attention to the kids. And I remember when my kids were little, we didn't have cell phones. Well, my wife didn't have a cell phone. I did, but. Right, remember the big brick, Jay, with the Motorola, the white brick thing the long antenna that you could poke people with?
I go back further than that. I go back to the suitcase size thing in
the
trunk.
Yeah, well, but Jay, you go back to the stone that you carry also.
You have to go through an operator.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could squelch people you didn't like.
But I remember that used to be a time that my wife would spend time with the kids talking to them.
Yeah.
So how do you talk to your kids, being in the car with the kids?
Call them.
No, I get that, but if you're doing that, how could you forget him in the car?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't understand this one, but that's what it is that they've got some of the cars, General Motors, Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, foreign-based companies, Honda, Nissan, Toyota, all looking at putting in rear seat reminders. And I don't know what the rear seat reminder is. If you get out of the car and there's someone in the rear seat does it call you? What's it going to do? How does it remind me that someone's there? It's a voluntary agreement. It's not quite to the point. Fascinating that the government did not have to get in the way of car companies doing this.
So you're saying that it's not just people leaving their children in the car and then going away and not coming back fast enough. They're actually in there with them, too.
I don't know. It doesn't say that, but it's probably when you turn off the car, my guess is there's some sort of a buzzer saying, hey, dummy, your kid's in the back seat. Get him out before
this
burns.
At least you can't hide in the back seat waiting for somebody, though, too. Right?
That'd be good. You'd hope that would be the case, right? I mean, safety, we like safety. That's a good thing. Let's move right along in the morning briefing today. Obviously, a lot of commentary about Hurricane Dorian weakening as it gets to Florida. Bahamas devastated. The death toll out there in the Bahamas has risen there. Looking at it, apparently it's a Category 2 now, getting increasing in intensity. Florida, the Carolinas are in the path. I don't know about, there's another one. I mean, could you imagine? I love our military. But Jay, could you imagine having a storm like that coming into town and the Coast Guard and Navy, they're going out to sea because it's safer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Ooh, could you imagine what those waves must be like out to sea? A little bit of a roller coaster. I am not into roller coasters, but.
But I don't get seasick.
Well, if I was in some of those seas, I might.
Maybe.
Looking pretty grim out there. Moving right along in the briefing, Hong Kong's Lam will formally withdraw extradition bill. I wonder if that's going to be a solution out there in Hong Kong. Maybe they won't have quite as much of the uprising. Could you imagine? I mean, here we talk about an uprising and you have, a few hundred people, a few thousand people, tens of thousands of people. They're talking in Hong Kong, the uprisings, over 1 million people.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine now, a million people in Hong Kong out of, I think they say there's about 8 million on the island. So that would be like 40, about 50 million people, the equivalent of 50 million people in the U.S. Staggering numbers. Yeah. Whew. I guess they're pretty serious about what they're doing there. And in the UK, that's not affecting the markets. Obviously, I told you the markets are well up this morning. I'll tell you in the mortgage minute why they're up. But UK, Churchill's grandson could face expulsion from UK's Conservative Party for defying Boris Johnson in the Brexit vote. The people keep voting for Brexit over and over again. They keep voting for people to initiate Brexit over and over again. The legislatures, they've got their own agenda, so they decide they're not going to go for it. You got to love it. It's just amazing. You know something? I knew if I waited long enough, and sometimes you really have to wait, I knew if I waited long enough, I would agree with Whoopi Goldberg on something political. Did you hear her yesterday come out with the conversation that, you know, you have the right to vote for who you want to vote for, and you don't have to worry about being chastised for your vote? You know, this is America. You know something? If I don't like the candidate, you know something? I said for many, many years, I was not a fan of President Obama. Jay and I have some very interesting but respectful debates politically, right? We don't necessarily have to agree on anything, but we have to agree on the idea of being respectful.
Right.
Right. And I'm glad to see that at least one person on The View came out with a logical thought process. Maybe some of the others will follow. But it all had to do with this other Hollywood actor, another Hollywood actor that probably is telling people things that they're not going to do. I saw the other day that Cher has got her next latest thing that she's not going to do. Well, I thought she was going to leave if President Trump was elected. Didn't do that either, but we move on. I digress. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, financial matters. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jay Kaplan. We might find out how you can save or increase your Social Security check with a mortgage. Really? He might explain that one to you. Everybody calm down. This is not 2008 real estate. And we're also going to talk about how to find and read your Social Security statement. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a
veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. Holy cow, we got some sound issues going on here today. I better not go there. I had a Mortgage Minute being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. All you need to do is make the call, Gold Star Mortgage. Call me at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks, with our friends at Gold Star. The Mortgage Minute today, what are we talking about in the minute? We're going to look at the bond market. We'll look at all the markets, as I do every morning with you. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 411 points. NASDAQ up 121 points. S&P 500 up 38.91. The 10-year Treasury, that one's up 12 basis points as we speak. And if you're ready for this,
I got a bad feeling about this.
Mortgage-backed securities are down 39 basis points, which means interest rates are up. Now, you're going to hear this news, and I've got to be the one to bring you the honest story because that's what we do on Ron Siegel Radio. You're going to hear today that the Freddie Mac mortgage rate, that's their baseline rate, 3.49. Is what the Freddie Mac rate came out today, down from 3.58 last week and 4.54 last year, over a full point down from where we were last year. But remember on that mortgage, the Freddie Mac number, that's based on data that was collected Monday through Wednesday, generally the earlier part of the week, and reported on Thursdays every week. So it's a little bit dated data. Today, I'm telling you, the mortgage-backed securities down 39 basis points, which means interest rates are up for the day. What does that mean to you, though? Well, it should not mean anything. If you have a great loan officer, they had you locked in prior to this occurrence, because we know that whenever we're in the middle of these jobs reports, between the ADP report that came out today showing 195,000 jobs created in the month of August, stronger than expectations of 150,000 jobs, although last month's figure of 156,000 was revised lower by 14,000 to 142,000. So you take that 45,000, subtract the 14,000 that was the revision, still very strong with a 31,000 increase. That's private sector jobs increasing. Within the report, education and health added 58,000. Leisure and hospitality added 42,000. Healthcare and social assistance, Jane, I need social assistance, added 45,000, the fastest growing subcomponent. Good producing jobs saw a gain of 11,000, and construction added 6,000. Most of the gains came from the service sector, which added 184,000 jobs. Tomorrow, we get the big BLS jobs report, where estimates are looking for about 160,000 jobs created. Initial jobless claims, they came out today, 217,000 individuals filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, still very, very strong numbers. We're all going to be looking at the jobs report again tomorrow. 164,000 last time. Estimates for this time, 160,000. We're looking for an unemployment rate of 3.7. Estimates are 3.7. Again, last time it was 3.7. Not expected to change at all. But I didn't give you any information as to why is the market doing what it's doing. And I told you I would do that. Well, it's just another one of those comments coming out of the government. And I've been sharing this with you on a regular basis. Don't get too excited either way, right? Here's the issue. We are watching the numbers, and whenever we see that the government says, well, we're going to be having high-level trade talks, wonderful. Over the weekend, you might get a tweet from one side or the other saying, yeah, it's not moving very well, and the market takes a big drop. Don't get too excited either way. The only good thing about the way these trade talks are going right now is basically people should start getting immune to them. Right? I asked my wife, one of the clothing companies that's announcing earnings today, I asked her where the clothes are made from. Singapore. Right? They're not made, or Vietnam. They're not made in China. So the trade has nothing to do with it, so I can actually work on that stock after the show today. Just throwing that out there, what the heck. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Let's chat with our friend Jay Kaplan, talking about reverse mortgages. You know, Jay, you mentioned something during the break that we really should be chatting with about a little bit more, that we haven't done this one in a while. You can refinance a reverse mortgage.
Of course.
So what does it take? What is the benefit to it?
Well, that's the thing. There has to be a benefit before it's even allowed.
Okay.
We're pretty tightly regulated on...
And rightly so.
Yeah, on being able... I mean, we are a... Not you, because you're just a kid. But us older people are a privileged class. No, a protected class.
Protected class, okay.
Well, both words start with a P, so I'm close. So, you know, we have to make sure that, and I could get into exactly what the formula is. I mean, it's basically 5%, but, you know, we don't need to get into that. But basically, if you don't get the kind of increase in benefit, you shouldn't want it anyway.
But there's going to be people out there that are going to go out and try and sell it and say, oh, you're going to get a benefit. And the unfortunately, the seniors are duped a lot.
You know, because I have a reverse mortgage, and you probably have a normal young guy mortgage. So you're probably getting, even though you're a lender, you're getting all kinds of mail, probably.
Right.
Snail mail, email, whatever.
Everybody and their uncle.
J mail, you know. But because I have a reverse mortgage, my wife and I were getting letters in the mail over and over, like almost daily. Now those people are telling me that I am qualified to do, they don't know whether I'm qualified or not. They really don't. I haven't had my reverse mortgage that long. I am not qualified, but that doesn't stop them from sending letters. Now you can't really blame them. That's marketing, right?
Sure.
So they're doing.
So we should explain that a little bit.
Shotgun marketing, you know.
But we should explain that a little bit, Jay. What they're doing is they're buying data from some source that says this is a reverse mortgage. And the way they can tell that is there's generally two mortgages on a property that have a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
They just look at that. There's two liens, I should say, two liens on a property where there's a reverse mortgage involved. So it's pretty easy to say that's a reverse.
Also, they can check on who the lender is or who the servicing company is.
So it's easy to do that.
Yeah, it is. But they have no idea. In reality, they have no idea what the loan balance is. They know what it was when it started. They don't know what the loan balance is. And in my case, even if they took, you know, a couple of extra 2 seconds just to look at where it started, they would know that I'm not eligible right now. Because in most cases, that loan balance may not be going down the same way that a forward mortgage is. But still, they're going to send something out to everyone. Should you consider it? Of course.
And give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll tell you whether it's legit or not.
Yeah, because we'll be able to find out.
Right. So now let me ask you this, Jay. Is it a full process just like every other reverse, or do they streamline it like other
FHA
loans?
They call it a streamline, but it's not as much of a streamline as, say, an FHA stream, a normal FHA streamline is.
Okay.
You will need a new appraisal.
Okay.
You will need to do your, in most cases, your counseling once again.
Okay.
Okay, and requalify. But, you know, just qualifying for a reverse mortgage is in itself a streamline situation anyway.
Sure.
Because there's almost not much to it.
So the fact of it is it so it's just one of those things, another one of those things where when you're dealing with some of these government entities, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because if you could just go in and reduce
right.
your interest rate
right.
on a product that's already there.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they're taking any more risk if the property doesn't appraise
right.
for what it appraised for before. They've already got
that's
the
true.
Lien on it.
That's true, because like an FHA or a VA streamline, or I mean, you don't need
right.
that.
So you look at it
all.
And say, all you're doing is just changing
but,
the interest
yeah,
rate for the benefit
it's
of
a different
the
different set of people that buy these loans in the secondary market. But it's so easy to qualify for one, and as you probably know, your credit report really doesn't matter. It's just, have you been good on your home payments, taxes, and insurance over the last 2 years, and that's it. But the most important part of your question or of the subject is that it's not just lower interest rate we're talking about. When it comes to doing the math for a HECM or
okay.
reverse mortgage, the lower the rate on the day you get locked in, the more benefit you get. So you can separate it even from, yes, it's a lower rate. That's great in itself. But the amount of benefit is going to be higher the lower the rate is. And by benefit, I mean both cash, if you want it, or line of credit. So sometimes people will do a refinance like this just to change their line of credit, say from 40,000 to 80 or 90,000.
That makes sense.
You know, and of course, because that's going to continue to grow anyway. So if you've ever thought about it, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. Like, there's anything significant to it. We like to give people free stuff. That's why, you know, it's fun doing a radio show, because you can just give away free stuff and. I can say we'll do a free analysis, which I outsource that analysis. Jay gets to do it, right? So it's always fun. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, calm down. This is not 2008 real estate. Don't worry about it. We're going to also chat about how to find and read your Social Security statement, all that more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already have your dream home, I would highly recommend, I had all these things beeping in my ears. I highly recommend getting a free information on what the county recorder knows about your property and what the market says about your property. All you do there is text SLT Home Digest to 79564, SLT Home Digest, no spaces, to 79564. Everybody should just calm down in real estate. This is not 2008. I keep hearing people talking about recession is coming. Well, you know something? I want to share with you my personal forecast. And a lot of the folks I talk to, a lot of people I respect, say we're going to have a recession before the end of next year. I'm going to tell you that there's something I've learned in the markets in the years I've worked in the markets, and there's a couple of old axioms that has nothing to do with politics. Never fight the Fed. When you've got a Federal Reserve that says is working very, very hard to make sure there's no recession, probably not going to have a recession. They control the monetary supply. There's no other institution where you get a bunch of old guys together and gals, put them together, and they can spend $8 trillion and nobody knows about it. Nobody has to approve it. That's what happened during the Great Recession. They added $8 trillion. They tripled the size of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, tripling the size. Did it go through Congress? No. Did it go through the president? No. Right? They just triple the size of the balance sheet, and you know, it just happens. When the Federal Reserve wants something to happen, they can make it happen. So don't worry about this being 2008. Last week, though, Realtor.com released the results of a survey that produced three major revelations. 53% of home purchasers, first-time and repeat buyers currently in the market, believe a recession will occur this year or next. 57% believe the next recession will be as bad or worse than 2008.
No.
And if you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio,
you'll know better than that.
55% said they would cancel plans to move if a recession occurred. Since we're currently experiencing the longest ever economic expansion in American history, there is reason to believe a recession could occur in the not too distant future. And it does make sense that buyers and sellers remember the horrors of 2008 when they hear the word recession. Ali Wolf, director of economic research at the real estate consulting firm Myers Research, addressed this point in a recent interview, and I quote, "With people having PTSD from the last time, they're still afraid of buying at the wrong time," unquote. Most experts, however, believe if there is a recession, it will not resemble 2008. The housing market is in no way the same way as it was just over a decade ago. Zillow economist Jeff Tucker explained the difference in a recent article. "Recessions typically have limited effect on the housing market," and I quote, "As we look ahead to the next recession, it's important to recognize how unusual the conditions were that caused the last one and what's different about the housing market today. Rather than abundant homes, we have a shortage of new home supply. Rather than risky borrowers taking on adjustable rate mortgages, we have buyers with sterling credit scores taking out predictable 30-year fixed rate mortgages. The housing market is simply much less risky than it was 15 years ago." George Ratiu, senior economist at Realtor.com, also weighed in on the subject. "This is going to be a much shorter recession than the last one. I don't think the next recession will be a repeat of 2008. The housing market is in a better position. In the past 23 years, there have been two national recessions, the dot-com crash of 2001 and the Great Recession of 2008. It is true that home values fell 19.7% during the 2008 recession, which caused a mortgage meltdown that heavily impacted the housing market. However, while stock prices fell almost 25% in 2001, home prices appreciated. They went up 6.6%. The triggers of the next recession will more likely mirror 2001, not 2008. No one can accurately predict when the next recession will occur. It will. We'll always have one. But expecting one could possibly take place in the next 18 to 24 months is understandable. However, important to realize that the impact of a recession on the housing market will in no way resemble 2008. Now, Jay, you've seen, you've probably seen every recession in the U.S. for the last 235 years, or just about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I think, well, I think I've said this on air before. 2008, I think it was politically called a recession, but to me it was more like a depression. Lots of people lost work. Real estate went down. Now, obviously, it didn't have the same problem that they did in the 30s, 29 and 30, where the bank had no money and had to call everybody's loan. I mean, that didn't happen. But regular recessions generally have to do with money and certain amount of jobs and income. It does not have to do with real estate.
That's a good. There's
not
various,
that much. Now you can tell them those things are connected, but no.
There's usually something that's gotten out of whack. Like right now, we've got too much debt.
And it will always happen.
Right. So. Dot-com people got too excited about buying in the stock market. You know, there's always some. Yeah. You know, we had the aerospace after the Cold War, California was hit pretty bad then when aerospace cut back a little.
Very
bit,
bad.
Right.
Yeah.
So those things all, but there's always something. It's not, and the one thing that I can see, I haven't seen as many recessions as you, but it's always something different. It's not the same thing over and over again.
Right. So, you know, to expect, it's just because the last time it happened was pretty bad. That doesn't mean the next time is like that last time. I think our grandchildren will be talking about what happened in 08.
Like we do about like 29.
Right, exactly.
Right? So let's talk about this other part of it, though, because one of the things that I hear from our seniors all the time is, you know, Ron, I understand what you're talking about, but you have the benefit of time, right? I'm a little bit younger than the seniors, right? My kids are obviously younger than that. When you get to be a senior, you don't have the benefit of time. Can the reverse mortgage help us and protect us from a real estate downfall?
Of course. Now, I'm not predicting there's going to be one.
Right, but if there was.
Instead, let's go back to the 08 where there was one.
Right.
And if those old people had reverse mortgages, they could still pay their taxes. Well, probably they wouldn't even have been foreclosed on taxes. States were running much too slow in those days. If they had a reverse mortgage, they would not have lost their home.
And that's the same thing, it's a safety net.
Yeah, and even if you think prices or values are going to go down, having a reverse mortgage protects that because that line of credit still goes up. And if something, God forbid, really did happen like that, you can take that larger amount, even if it's worth more than your home, you can take that out. Then when things come back, you put it right back in. One thing about a reverse mortgage is every time you make a payment, whether that's principal or interest, every penny of a payment, you're not saying goodbye to forever. You can pull that back out anytime you want, and it's grown some too.
So it's a nice hedge there that a lot of people don't think about.
Right.
You know, because I hear people say, "Well, I'm gonna use up my kids' inheritance."
No,
doesn't happen.
No.
But here's I like the idea of as you get older and older, we all look for those safety hedges, right? And this just happens to be the one that can give you that protection with a roof over your head. We'll talk more to Jay Kaplan about this when we come back, and I don't talk quite as much next time. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio and on Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team, they'll help you get your credit scores corrected, which generally means an increase in scores. How to find and read your Social Security statement. If your Social Security benefits figure into your retirement income plan, and they should, then reading your Social Security statement is a must. This statement can help you estimate how much you'll receive from Social Security once you retire and elect to start taking that payment. That can be useful when setting investing and savings goals. Knowing how to find your statement and decode it is a must for retirement planning. What is a Social Security statement? It's a statement issued by the Social Security Administration. It tells you about how much you or your family would receive in disability, survivor, or retirement benefits. You can also see your record of lifetime earnings. How to find your Social Security statement? Well, they generally are going to mail them to you, but you can also go to the Social Security office, or you can go to mysocialsecurity.com account and get it there as well. You might need a little bit of information, valid mailing address, Social Security numbers, U.S. mailing. It'll verify your earnings. You want to make sure that they are correct. If you're not making any money, your Social Security payments probably will not be too high. If you haven't been paying into Social Security, you're not going to get Social Security back. That's just the way it is. There are certain unions, certain organizations that do not get Social Security because they've got their own retirement plans that are grandfathered in there. Just a thought there for you, but I want to get into is after I tell you that that is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. How could you increase your Social Security by effective planning and usage of a reverse mortgage? There's the cost to our friend Jay. Effective planning and use of the reverse mortgage. Can you increase your Social Security?
Yes, you can. Now, there's a couple of schools of thought on this. And generally speaking, it's if you, you know, and you know that if you wait to take Social Security, you get more.
Right.
But the break-even point's kind of up there. It's well into the 80s, I believe, right?
Right.
Which is even older than I am.
Could think anything.
So, I kind of pull back when I tell people you have to wait. You don't have to wait.
Right.
It has to do with how your overall planning is. And if your overall planning is to have the ability to take more money, but you feel you may be a bit short in the early years of retirement, then take out, which you should anyway in the early years, if not before, the reverse mortgage. You can then take out the same payment you would have gotten on the Social Security, and you can do that for X amount of years that you would have been collecting it from Social Security. But you are not. You're letting the Social Security continue to build up. So when the built-up portion hits and you're now eligible, you stop taking money from the line of credit and you start taking from the Social Security. In the meantime,
so basically I'm getting my money out of my equity while my Social Security benefits grow.
So you've taken some equity out. On the other hand, two things are going to happen. The home is probably going to more than compensate for that. I wouldn't call it free money, but I am saying that the home will, according to Ron Siegel, who says Orange County anyway is 6.1 and everything else around here is pretty much up there. You're going to make that money back in appreciation. You're also going to gain more in the line of credit that is not used or wasn't used up till then, and all of it from there on.
So there's some planning there, and what that basically gets to, or what the important takeaway to me from what Jay's just going through, is really that we need to have a conversation with your household board of directors. You want to chat with them and find out, okay, what does my finances look like? Do I have the money? Do I not have the money? Do I need more money? What's my whole picture there? And then we were going to talk to Jay and say, okay, what can I get from my reverse mortgage? What's
right,
my availability
right.
there?
Right. The other thing is you have a choice. I mean, when you're 62, oh, would that be nice to be 62 again? Anyway, when you're 62, you make a choice. You have to make the choice then. If you have the reverse mortgage, guess what? You don't have to make the choice then. You can decide halfway through, one third of the way through, two thirds of the way through, whatever.
Right. So again, it goes back to the same issue, though. It's all about planning.
Absolutely.
Right. So and nobody has all of the answers. So if they call, if you call the CPA, they might give you one piece of the puzzle. You call the mortgage person, he may give you another piece of the puzzle. You call the insurance person, they might have another piece of the puzzle. You call the Social Security Department,
right.
they have no pieces of the puzzle.
And then if you're completely confused because everybody has a different idea,
right.
just get the reverse mortgage and you can decide whenever you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to it. And you know, there's tax benefits. We didn't even go into how you can manage your taxes.
That money is not taxable.
It's not taxable, but the other part of it,
Social
Jay.
Social Security is if you're still working.
Right, and the other part is that you've got at some point 70 and a half, you're gonna have to start taking money out of your retirement plan, your 401k and your IRA.
Yeah, I have this big portfolio. It's full of pictures, so I have to take one picture out.
I know it's all those Benjamin Franklins that you're taking out, Jay.
You're right.
So the bottom line to it, though, is. You can use that reverse mortgage because you're accumulating interest. But you shared with us in the last segment, Jay, that if I make a payment to my reverse mortgage, I can then take that back out if I've got it structured properly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and the first money that you're going to pay is interest. You're going to repay the interest that's accumulated.
But remember, every part of that payment, whether it's principal or interest, goes back into the line of credit.
Right. But well, my point
that's
is
unheard of in anything else.
Yeah, but the benefit here is the big issue is if you've got to take a distribution or you choose to take a distribution from your retirement plan, and you are making a simultaneous, so you're making a payment into your reverse mortgage. Now you've generated the mortgage deduction. We're not giving accounting advice. We're not giving tax advice. We're not CPAs.
Going over ideas.
Just ideas that you can talk to your CPA with, and if they don't understand it, you can just have them call us or set up a meeting with us.
Like if they're like you when you get to be 72 and a half and you've got so much in there.
Right.
You have to take a chunk out. I mean, you're going to have to pay taxes on the chunk you take out.
So it's all strategic.
You put that into a mirrored taxable retirement account. And replace that from the reverse mortgage, which is going to replace itself anyway. So there's so much you can do with it, but you got to understand it first.
And you've got to set yourself up early to have the options later on.
Yes.
That's a big issue because you can't just call and say, oh, I heard that Jay and Ron were talking about this and I want to start this today and get the benefit tomorrow.
Well,
right? It doesn't quite work that way.
Well, no, but it can work within 30 days if you can. But the thing is, the benefit lasts for the rest of your life. With a reverse mortgage, it's not just like a regular loan. It's one, it's done. No, you've got choices for the rest of your life.
Right. And you know, how about selling that property, your family house?
Yeah.
And decide that you want to buy the beach house or the desert house.
You're going to let me stay in.
Exactly.
And keep for, yeah.
And doubling your purchasing power.
I get the beach, you get the desert.
Okay. I'm not even going to go there to cause a problem. But you basically double your purchasing power.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
and then
people
you can
don't think
sell
about
one
that.
And you can, if the kids can sell one, pay off the other, whatever.
A lot of, but again, it goes back to the same thing, Jay. We're just giving people options.
Yes.
Right? And how do you get the options if you don't know about them? That's, again, our issue comes to knowledge is power.
Now, education is the first step, always the first step.
And it never hurts. So even if you decide that the reverse mortgage is not right for you, and I don't know too many people that have. But the idea here is that you can't make an educated decision if you haven't been educated.
Right.
And that's our whole goal is to on Ron Siegel Radio every day is to just help you get a little bit more education, give you a little bit more options so you can make the best decisions for you and your family. If you want to meet Jay Kaplan, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. So I ask you a simple favor every day. Never, ever changes. It's the exact same favor every single day. Set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'm just calling a day. Pour me something tall and